Well, it's nice to be here. Nice to be in this place again. Nice to see some friendly known faces, other friendly unknown faces. Good to be here. Never quite so comfortable being this high up, but. And not overly comfortable being in the Easter season. The Easter season, of course, has always been the centre of the Christian community's life and celebration. And these weeks between Easter itself and Pentecost traditionally is a time when we focus on unpacking the Easter stories and seeing how they become for us the foundations of our faith. For someone like me, that's really hard, though. I've never been able to swallow either the dead man walking version of Easter Day or the he died for my sins understanding of Good Friday. And those appearances we heard about today. What do we make of the fish? What do we make of the unknown resurrected Jesus appearing to disciples? Even more, apparently appearing to Paul much later on the road to Damascus. So what I ask is, how can we be church for people who think like I do? Easy answer, of course, we don't have to. But actually, increasingly there are people around us who do raise questions, whose doubt, like Thomas from last week's gospel, is stronger than their sense of wanting to believe the literal stories we've been told. And the very notion of a progressive Christian church and congregation is about seeking to bridge that gap somehow. What I'm telling you is what you already know, of course, here. But I am aware it is not easy to be progressive in relation to the central Christian stories like those of Easter, and at the same time remain a recognizable, acceptable part of the wider Christian community. And I think for all of us who struggle with this, it helps to keep aware of the depth of the dilemma in this. It's a dilemma that is there in many institutions who try to find ways of being relevant and connected while not losing the roots of who they are. How are we to be in continuity with our heritage and at the same time be up to date and relevant to our context? I guess I've worried away at that dilemma all my ministry, and in many ways most sharply in theological education, with its aim of preparing people for leadership in a church in a changing world. And churches that dare to call themselves progressive, even if somewhat tenuously and not always well accepted or understood, face that dilemma all the time. Certainly, we struggle with it at St. Columba in Grey Lynn. How do we work with what we've received? How are we faithful to the core of all of that? And at the same time, be contemporary, relevant to the thought patterns and questions that are around us in this context? My view is that the key lies somewhere in the complex idea of remembering. A deep concept within the Judeo-Christian tradition, the importance of remembering. How do we remember in the face of that dilemma? Well, one of the approaches, one of the tendencies, one of the temptations, if you like, is to think about remembering as returning. Remembering as returning. returning to key Christian markers so that we're held in that continuity with our heritage. Some of you have already heard me describe myself as a new kind of Anglican, C of E, one, however, that goes to church each week except Christmas and Easter. And why? Well, the reason for that for me is that in my experience, even quite progressive congregations show a tendency to return to the symbols and liturgies that restate the tradition around those celebrations in ways that I think do not always address the depth of the issues that are there. The stories are told in the usual way. The old hymns or carols are sung. The liturgical patterns are repeated. The cross and the angels reappear. And many of those things that have been added over the centuries in our church and our cultural history return to the sanctuary, especially for the occasion. The words of the liturgy that surround it all continue to reflect old ideas, old language, old patterns. We argue, of course, that we do that because we want to connect with people from the wider community who at times like Christmas and Easter, but particularly Christmas perhaps, know and want those familiar symbols and ways of doing things. They do, partly because, of course, they haven't been here week by week hearing the way in which we might reinterpret, re-understand, reframe those. But there are other churches that meet the need for such a remembrance of return. And somebody like me is simply re-alienated from the tradition by doing that. Or we say that it's these celebrations, these stories that are so central to being Christian or being church that they have to be returned to. We cannot avoid them if we're to be Christian. And of course, there's truth in that. But this congregation, with sermons like the one I have read of Clay's on Easter Day, or the somewhat radical and dichotomizing billboards that stand outside this building from time to time, this congregation is very aware that the insights and issues of Easter and Christmas are not simple and straightforward, and they can be presented without the traditional word pictures. I do not believe that that dilemma progressives face in the church is well resolved by remembering through returning to the traditions, just because that might be familiar, it might be what people want, it might even be what the wider church expects. So, of course, we can be tempted to go the other way. Our remembering can be rejecting rather than returning. We remember the traditional rite. We remember the stories and their interpretations, the symbols and the liturgies that have been built around them. And then we reject them. We throw them away. We go somewhere else. We move right away from those core stories and we read from things other than the Bible. We pick up symbols different from those that have been used regularly in the activities of church and community. Instead, we might focus on things like seasonal symbols. Very appropriate, actually, given the origins of a spring festival like Easter and a winter festival like Christmas. But if at Easter time it's all about autumn leaves and the dying of the summer, then the break with the Christian theme is almost complete. I know about this, I've been there. I've been part of groups that want nothing to do with anything from the tradition. I've been part of a group that met for rather a long time in this building, actually, that spent a lot of time exploring how we might scrape away the tradition from our eyeballs and seek to recreate from the ground up new stories, new symbols, new liturgies. So I've got a strong empathy with that approach, because there is just so much garbage in what we have been taught, so much twisting of the core insights of Christianity, so much rigidity in our ritualizing, that it can indeed seem irrelevant to hang on to any of it at all. And we do know that many people who get to that point can find no way through it and simply leave the church. And I think sometimes, in order to try and find a way of helping those people, maybe stopping them from going out that door, we've tried to strip away everything that we can't believe, everything that seems hopelessly outdated. And yet we know that doesn't satisfy either. It doesn't really attract. And certainly any sense of being Christian or being church becomes very tenuous indeed. It's not a good, healthy, strong place to be progressive. So what? Well, of course, the good moderate that I am, we need to try and find the ground between those two places. And I know that's the struggle and the effort that goes on weekly. That's with two E's, weekly in this place, struggling about how to remember well while also being rooted strongly in here, this city, this year. So I certainly want us who want to name ourselves in any kind of way as being progressive to remember not the superficial stuff, not the feel-good bits, not the medieval interpretations with their grandness and beauty, not the 19th century liturgical formulations with their language that resounds in the ears. Remember not that, but the deep down insights, the themes of deep truth that the Bible and Christian ideas do bring to us. For me, the most helpful progressive response to that dilemma between tradition and relevance is in remembering as reframing. Not returning, not rejecting, but reframing. The tradition is not lost. We remember it. We remember it at its depth, not at its surface. We remember it not in the words of the stories, but in the meanings that are dug deep down within those words. The tradition we return to is not returned to as a finished product. It is not told in the old familiar way. The old words are not reused. The old symbols, if they are used, are thought through differently again. We seek to talk about and ritualize in this process the significant human concerns and experience that our Christian stories are all about at their best, at their heart, that is what their truth is. The Easter representation, then, of ongoing suffering and the renewal of hope and possibility is what we can engage with, as I know Clay has done with you on Easter Day, and you have done regularly in this place. But we need to keep reminding ourselves that that's where the heart, the depth of the stories are. Those representations of Easter, but without the cross or the empty tomb as the dominant focus of our attention. Or in today's readings, the stories about the catching and the eating of the fish. Deep down in there, what are they saying? I think they're saying things about the setting of goals, about leadership, about priorities, and about community. Go back and read them and think from that angle and not, really, how many fish? Or the appearance to Paul. I think this is telling us something significant about the deep shifts of insight that we can experience as humans, that can come from anywhere, catch us by surprise, turn us around, change who we are and the direction of our life, without necessarily wanting to say how that happens. It is part of being human. Let us embrace it, understand it, and support each other through it. Read that story again about Paul. We will tell the stories, we must tell the stories, but let's retell them. Retell them so that we scrape off the accretions of our old ways of thinking and our old, tired, and sometimes literalist language. Retell them so our interpretations relate directly to our contemporary personal, social, and political lives. Even progressives like me, or at least what I try to be and what this place calls itself sometimes, need to remember. Remember in a way that keeps us in touch with our heritage while reframing that heritage for here and now. Let's keep that in front of us. I think it's the mark of a progressive Christian community. Amen.